Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This time they were responsible because they could have done something to stop it or prevent it from continuing. And it went on for how many years?
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. At 8:46 here on a Wednesday morning, three big things.
Three.
Former Major League Baseball star Roy Halladay dies in plane crash.
Two.
Kansas City voters approve a $1 billion airport project.
One.
Local election brings new faces to Wichita City Council and Board of Education. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices yesterday coming down to $2.33 a gallon. I have spotted better, though. Maple and West Street, 232 there. A penny better at Maple and West. Traffic on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Hey, becoming sunny today with a high of 50 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low, 32. And then on Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 53. Now partly cloudy, 29 degrees. North wind at 6 miles per hour. Prairie Fire Coffee.
Yum.
If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. Twitter is doubling its character count for users around the world. The Trump administration is imposing travel and commerce restrictions on Cuba that will make it harder for Americans to visit the island nation. New rules are coming out today that put in place President Donald Trump's partial rollback of the Obama administration's diplomatic opening with Cuba. Americans wanting to visit Cuba will have to go as part of an organized tour group run by U.S. companies. A representative of the sponsoring group must accompany the travelers. The Treasury Department is exempting trips booked before Trump announced his Cuba policy on June 16th. Twitter is doubling its character count for users around the world.
Twitter officially expanding its character count. In September, the company began testing a 280-character limit for some users, up from the original 140. While some feared more characters would mean more tweets and a cluttered newsfeed, researchers at Twitter found only 1% of those able to tweet 280 characters hit the new max. The latest text length will not apply to those tweeting in Japanese, Korean, or Chinese. In a blog post, reps at Twitter explained these languages have always been able to say more with their tweets because of the density of their writing systems. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The holiday season is prime time at many small businesses, and they may not have enough staff to accommodate more work and the time off many employees want. Retailers, caterers, and even many companies who work isn't connected with holiday celebrations have to find ways to keep staffers happy along with customers. Many find that advance notice, even before a worker is hired, helps set expectations and limit disappointments. Before the holiday season, employees at Andrea Coriel's catering business get an email reminder that in December, we need all hands on deck. Elegant Affairs Caterers often has 12 events in a single day during the holidays, so Coriel needs her staff of 230 to show up for work. 230 people working at a caterer's.
Wow.
Mm.
Small business.
Stock market yesterday, the S&P slipped a fraction of a point. The Dow added 9 points. NASDAQ composite fell a fraction of a point as well. So that was what's going on Wall Street yesterday. And U.S. stocks slipped as smaller companies and banks took their worst losses in a few months as interest rates moved lower. With stock indexes near record highs, investors moved some money into big dividend stocks like real estate companies. Small, domestically focused companies had their worst day since mid-August, as House Republicans began making changes to their tax bill. KNSS News Time now, 8:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Wichita's largest employer is expanding. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Spirit AeroSystems, the Wichita City Council on Tuesday approving $35 million in industrial revenue bonds to help with the financing for the work. City documents show that in 2017, Spirit installed new air handling units, bought cranes, replaced a roof, and installed an autoclave. The IRBs are part of a city letter of intent approved last year. Another step closer to saying goodbye to 747 passenger service. United Airlines is retiring its 747 after one last flight Tuesday from San Francisco to Honolulu. Now Delta Airlines is the last carrier to use the 747 for passenger service, and it plans to retire its 747s by the end of the year. Spirit AeroSystems builds the forward cab and other components for the 747. Ronald McDonald House Charities has started a $3.4 million capital campaign. Wants to consolidate and modernize its lodging services. They got a $650,000 challenge grant that'll be used to help pay for a 20-bedroom Ronald McDonald House on the first and second floors of the Health Strategies building near Central and Hillside. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
A little history when the 747 came out. It's jumbo jet, they call it.
Right.
Somebody had built what they called the transatlantic, what do they call that thing? It was a long supersonic jet with a long nose on it.
Oh, the Concorde?
The Concorde, yeah. And they thought that this was going to be the wave of the future. Well, it was fast, but apparently, it didn't really, quote, take off, if you will. And the 747 came along. It's just, I guess it's just huge. I've never been inside one. Have you?
I have not. They call it the Queen of the Skies.
Yeah, the thing has got like three stories in it, and you can, you know, the piano bar and all that. And my understanding is they originally designed that craft. You know, it's got the big guppy shape, got the big bubble on the front. My understanding is they really designed it to be a cargo-carrying aircraft, and they've done a lot with that that way.
Right, and that's what it's doing now, actually, as it retires from passenger service. There are still some uses for it for cargo.
I did see one land at McConnell Air Force Base with a space shuttle on its back one time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this, by the way,
isn't that wild?
The space shuttle is not a small aircraft itself. That is a big honking aircraft.
Yeah.
And so I saw that, watched it as it came in for a landing out there one day. All right.
Amazing?
747. Today is X-ray Day. On this date in 1895, physicist William Conrad Röntgen became the first person to observe X-rays, a significant scientific advancement that would ultimately benefit a variety of fields, most of all in medicine, of course, the X-ray, the forerunner of what we got with the MRI now, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever
had
an MRI? Yeah. Have you ever undergone an MRI?
Oh, yeah. MRI and all sorts of stuff.
You
got
to be real patient in there for that, you know? And when you were a kid, in the comic books, did you ever send away for those X-ray glasses so that you
X-ray
could...
X-ray specs
back
of the magazines?
Yeah, you could look through... apparently, you could see through people's clothing.
Yeah, that's what I had. I had a little gal in a nightie or something like that.
I never sent
holding his hand up and he could see his bones.
That's right.
Hand.
You know, and I never did fall for that. I don't know about you. No.
I did send away for sea monkeys, though.
Did you? Sea monkeys?
Well, yeah.
You've always had a fascination with things of the sea and water.
I have, haven't
yes,
I?
Yes, you have.
I come back to the aquarium all the time.
Today is National Parents as Teachers Day, and the idea is that back in the 70s, Missouri educators noted that children were beginning kindergarten with varying levels of school readiness. Duh. And they figured out, hey, what's going on at home? Are people getting their kids ready for school? I had a lot of time to spend with my kids because of my schedule when they were both little, and they were reading very, very well by the age of 3 and 4. So they were ready for school. And I would imagine your daughters were pretty good readers as well.
Yep. We read early. They learned early, 3 and 4, same age. And we just read all the time.
I taught them.
They loved it.
Taught ours phonetically how to read. I said, if you can read, you can just about learn anything because all you have to do is read the instructions. Now, that doesn't apply here in the computer world where there are no instructions and you're always on your own. But today
I became a journalist because of the math. I didn't want to do anything.
Oh, yeah, there you go. National Parents as Teachers Day. Thank you, Bill. Have a good one, sir. Coming up here, KNSS News at 9. Voters head to the polls across Kansas and other states. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.